Igor, dirt encapsulation, that's been two words that have been matched together ever since I've met you, ever since I've had you on the radio, ever since you've been talking about the cause of scratch floors. Take it from there. Yeah, well, hold on. Okay. One thing I saw, Amazon days are coming up.
Yeah.
And they've got this putz running around on an Amazon commercial holding a steam cleaner, putting it towards hardwood floors. And I'm just like, I can't wait to see Igor.
Because he's cringing
it's in
right
one
now.
Of their commercials. It's in one of, like, hey, you could buy the steam cleaner.
He probably loves that because
I know
think
he does.
Of how many floors are going to get messed up that you're going to have to fix.
Well, that's the thing. So because we're a full service company, Jeremy, as you know, I mean, we sand floors.
You do it all.
So, you know, business is going to be great. But yeah, one of the things you do not want to do is just a quick PSA. Do not splash water on your floor and do not use a steam mop.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how much damage we've seen over the years with steam mops, with buckets of water and mops. You cannot use that amount of water or inject steam into the floor and expect great results. So one of the things that we see over and over and over again is just completely incorrect maintenance of wood floors. People are always concerned with scratching the floor, so they put felt pads like we tell them to do underneath their chairs, tables. They take off their shoes at the door if they can. They have rugs, that sort of thing. But you know, one of the things that people don't pay enough attention to is encapsulated dirt. And that's kind of what I would like to sort of discuss right now. And that is, what is encapsulated dirt? How does it get there? What does it mean? How do we get rid of it? Encapsulated dirt is dirt that is trapped in between layers of cleaning products. Let me say that again.
Wow.
Encapsulated dirt is dirt that is trapped in between layers and layers of cleaning products. A lot of the over-the-counter products that people are using today.
Let's name them. Come on, we might as well.
We don't even
them.
Have to name it. Okay. It's product du jour. Go to the go
it's
to
all
the store.
Except for Mr. Floor Product.
Well, okay. So our philosophy is different. We're looking to break the bonds of dirt. We're looking to change the surface tension of dirt, and we're looking to lift that dirt off the floor. We're not looking to kill anything. We're not looking to disinfect anything. We're just looking to relocate dirt, dust, and debris off the floor. The other thing we're not looking to do is encapsulate that dirt. So when we clean our floor, or when you clean our floor, Jeremy, with our cleaning product, like I know
which
you
we do all the time,
you spray the product down, you wipe the floor, you've now relocated that dirt, and you've left nothing behind. And that is the biggest difference.
Don't a lot of these cleaning products have wax built into them, which is what causes the encapsulation, or am I off?
No, you're absolutely right on. And the reason the wax and the oil is there in a lot of those other products is because they're trying to leave your floor shiny.
But look at how clean it looks.
And shiny.
That's exactly it.
It's a placebo.
It's a false misrepresentation of clean.
Wow.
So our floors are going to be clean because we're going to relocate that dirt and not leave anything behind.
Well, and you can tell because you look at the bottom of the mop and you're like, wow, this is filthy.
That's
like
exactly
right. For our floor, we usually go through like two mops per our floor.
And you've got a busy home, kids, pets,
that
sort of thing. So what happens with a lot of these other products, David, you're absolutely right. All of this oil and wax is layered on the floor. Each time you clean the floor, you leave more layering. It's impossible then to remove all of that.
Hey, you can't even vacuum it then,
Because it's in all the layers. Huh. The problem with that is not only does it become hazy and lifeless.
It's sandpaper.
It becomes sandpaper. That's exactly right. So a floor that's supposed to last 10, 15, 20 years now all of a sudden lasts 5 years. Why? Because you have all of that dust, dirt, and debris caught in all those layers, and you're walking on it, and you are sanding the floor. You are literally sanding the floor.
Wow.
And so clients that call us and say, well, I don't understand. My floor is 5 years old. It looks destroyed. And, you know, I'm using this product or I'm using that product. And a lot of it is because of those oils and waxes.
All right, we got to take I want to come back.
I've
got some tech. We're going to come back with more, but we're up against it. We went long busting Ryan Burroughs, Mr. Tail Between His Legs.
Deservedly.
Deservedly. We ate into your time. Hey, Ryan, 312-981-7200. Why don't you give us a call? You know, just give us an opportunity to fire back.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay.
I'm going to say bad words and then run out.
Yeah, run out.
Sure.
Give me a break, news director. All right, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Yeah, give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
He should have heard what Tony said during the break about him.
We can't say it on air.
We don't want Tony's job in jeopardy. 312-981-7200, 312-981. Tony's like filling out. Indeed, I'm going to need another job. 312-981-7200, that's MegaPro's call, takes a photo line. This is Homes Over Chicago at 720 WGN. 815. Hey, Mr. Floor. You did my floor 5 years ago, and I absolutely love, 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 and still love them. I have one issue with a piece of one of the stairs that seems to maybe not have the same protective covering as the rest of my stairs. You can see here the color difference out of 15 steps. This texter sent a picture, which you had observed.
Yeah.
This is the only one that is doing this. Is this something that could be taken care of? So number one, when you apply coating or seal or stain or whatever you do, all the stairs get, is it safe to assume that all of the stairs or all of the flooring or all the planks, whatever you're doing, are getting the same treatment before you leave as you go up and down the stairs, or you're doing a floor? Is there any way that one step
are
could
you have biased
gotten,
to yeah, one are, step
are
over
you are you biased
one?
Against the third step?
We are
that's what we're trying to figure out.
We are generally not biased against any of the steps. However, we do see sometimes what we refer to as uneven wear.
Okay,
and sometimes we see that in certain high traffic areas. We'll see it generally in kitchens, where as you walk into the kitchen, especially if it's a galley kitchen, there's only one way in, one way out. You're rotating around appliances, and so we start to see uneven wear, whereas the rest of the floor looks great, but yet why are these areas wearing out? So on this particular picture that the texter sent in, it could be a pivot point. It could be just the way that they're using the stairs, the way they're walking up and down. There's nothing special about that particular step, per se. And if it needs a little touch-up or another little coat, I mean, we'd be happy to come on and take care of it.
Okay.
It's not a problem. So just, you know, we'll reach out to the texter and we'll take care of it.
I guess the number.
The question is that do they use Mr. Floor cleaning product? Because if they don't on their floor, they could have the same issue with the trapped dirt, right?
Yeah. I mean, that could very well be the case. And sometimes people mistake dirt for wear. And so if it starts to show a little bit of wear, they'll think it's dirt, so they scrub it more.
Oh, sure.
And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes
so,
sense.
You know, it's something we do see pretty regularly, but if people are religiously using our products, we do see significantly longer lifespans and a much cleaner and brighter looking floor.
And sure. Just to explain to our listeners that might not be aware of and haven't used your product before, it's applied through a spray applicator, like a spray bottle.
Yeah.
You spray it on the floor.
It's the easiest.
There's no water.
My kids do it. I have a 5-year-old, walks around the floor, sprays the floor.
Yep. Right.
We got to put them to work.
Yeah, no. I mean, and the reason that we want to dispense out of a spray bottle is we're controlling the amount of liquid. The spray bottle is fully premixed, so we're not asking you to mix anything. It's not a concentrate. We did that on purpose because we just want you to do a light spray. You don't need a lot of product, just a light spray. The minute it hits the floor, it starts to change that surface tension. That dirt lifts to the surface, and then you wipe it off. You can use a paper towel if you had to,
yep.
If you want to spot clean, right? So in the kitchen, you spill something, it's sticky, it's, you know, dirty, whatever. Spray a little bit on, wipe it off. You'll see it all on the paper towel right away.
Texter said, yes, I use Mr. Floor, just use it today. Emoji heart.
Okay.
I don't know how to make an emoji heart. That's it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's great.
So when we're talking about spraying it, then it's on a cloth mop, right?
We recommend microfiber.
Microfiber,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so you spray the floor and you basically walk a microfiber mop, a flat, dry microfiber mop. You walk it up and down the floor, and you basically pick up and collect all of that dirt and all of that debris that's on there. Instead of just pushing it to the side or pushing it from one room to the other room, you're actually removing it. You're lifting it. When you flip that microfiber mop over,
you should see
it all there.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is you just take it off. I've got three of them. I got one in my basement, one on the first floor, one on the second floor.
Yeah.
You just take it off, you throw on the washer, you throw on the dryer, it's ready to go.
Yep.
So, David, the mops that we offer at MrFloor.com, they're fairly inexpensive. They'll have 300 machine washes in each mop.
Sounds about right.
Okay, it'll last you forever.
Well,
three not watches. Forever.
Right. But, you buy a couple of these extra mops and you rotate them and it's done. I mean,
well,
it's
Jeremy's house, 90 days.
Yeah, and ours is all aluminum construction. I mean, the mop is built to last. The products are great. We have a 6-product lineup at MrFloor.com. We offer a nice little promo code of WGN for anybody that wants to try it on their first go. It's a great product lineup. And our wood floor cleaner, our tile and grout cleaner, countertop, cabinetry, stone, vinyl. Vinyl cleaner is becoming one of our most popular products now.
What about latex? Do you have any latex? We had a latex conversation last weekend.
Interesting.
I must have missed that.
Yeah,
what is it in reference to?
I've never heard latex floors before, so that's interesting.
I wasn't referring to floors.
I understand that.
somebody called in with a bug bite. To Janelle.
Okay.
And he kept saying bug
bites. Oh, I heard that, yes.
And I said,
and you couldn't find them, right?
Couldn't find the bug bites, didn't know. And I said, you should put latex on and then see if it makes it through the latex. And then if it doesn't, then you should wear latex around.
Got it.
And I forgot who was sitting here, and he mentioned, oh, Rob Lindemann.
I like Rob.
Mentioned something about how do you breathe in latex, and I'm just like, what type of latex are you wearing? My latex outfits have breathable holes.
Of course they do.
So, yes. So, I don't know where we're going with it. Oh, exactly. Latex cleaning products.
Yes.
It should be another line.
So
you're welcome.
So, one of the questions you asked me about a month or so ago is, how do you clean your rubber gym floor?
Yes.
Oh. That's a great question.
Okay. And we're doing a lot of these rubberized gym floors now, exercise rooms, you know, that sort
of thing.
We
just did one for us.
So we just did one for you. So our vinyl and laminate cleaner does an incredible job on these rubberized floors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know. Vinyl and laminate cleaner.
So just a light spray, wipe, and you're done.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
It. Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Yeah.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
Our phone number directly is 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com. Please don't forget the promo code WGN.
Andre, we had a texter here wanted to know the cost of the spray insulation. Is there a flat fee or is it based upon what?
It's based on how many inches do you need. Is it open class cell foam? Is it closed cell foam? And then people want sometimes, oh, I want spray foam. You don't always need spray foam. Hmm. It's going to depend on the application. So, you know, for the attic insulation, you better use like a blown cellulose. And people will ask, oh, are you going to spray foam the underlayment of the roof? No, you want to do the attic floor. So it depends on the application. But usually, you know, our pricing are, you know, fairly, you know, normal, like, you know, the Chicago area, around $2 per square feet for the spray foam. But again, it depends how many inches, closed, open, application, walls, how big the area is. So that all adds up. So, or the opposite, you get better price.
So the attorney answer, it depends.
Depends.
You're right. All right, Brian in Rockford, you've got a question about the cork floor from the 70s. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, just wondering about cleaning cork floor in a kitchen without, you know, harming the flooring.
Is cork floor, are cork
worse?
Are cork floors coming back?
No.
I mean,
no.
People try to install them, but
so we used to do some cork flooring, but not the 60s and 70s kind of cork.
Okay.
So
that's what I was thinking.
Brian, you've got these squares, right?
Yes, but this floor was installed, in the 20 teens.
Teens. Oh, interesting.
Oh, so it's not the square tiles, is it?
So it would still be the square tiles, but if it's in the 20 teens, then I would say you're coated with a UV-cured polyurethane, is what I would suspect. And if that's the case, you can absolutely use our vinyl and laminate cleaner on that, no problem at all.
So just the vinyl and laminate cleaner.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Because it'll also condition that cork for you a little bit, so it'll do a great job.
Hey, Brian, off topic, any latex clothing you want you want to get in on?
Brian, totally just say no. Brian.
Only large lapels, please.
Okay, See? There's a guy. Very fashion conscious.
There's a market for
There's a market.
There's a market.
Don't judge.
I'm not.
I'm telling you.
I'm judge-free.
Okay, Brian, thanks. Please hold for your Mr. Floyd cleaning.
Thank you, Brian.
See, he understands.
Yeah, he did understand.
Huge listener.
Yeah.
It's up
Wonderful.
There.
Thank
it's
you,
Rockford.
Brian.
You know, they got a little. They've got their own.
They're perfect.
They're perfect. They're perfect. Rockford.
Cheap Trick.
Yep. Cheap
there
Trick.
There you go.
Belvedere, That's Rockton, cool. that whole area.
Yeah.
Big into latex.
Yeah, you got a whole market right there.
Big, huge. You should open up a store there.
How often are you pulling cork floors out, though?
You know, it's a good question. We do see it from time to time, but that cork is just not a product. It's just not a durable enough product. It's certainly not for a kitchen.
Got it.
Phone number.
Our phone number is 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.